Compass FM with Steph, Mayor of the Hiranui District, Murray Black. Morena, how are you?
Good morning, Steph. I'm very well, thank you.
Lovely to have a chat with you. How's the weather looking in the Hiranui District? I know it's sunshine here, but how's the district going up there for the moment? Is it still obviously exceptionally dry?
Yeah, look, I mean, it is a beautiful autumn morning this morning. I'm in Amberley at the moment and, you know, there is blue sky. But I do want to acknowledge that whilst we're enjoying some of this lovely autumn tones and the autumn colours and the season that it is, but it would please our rural people so much if we could get a nice, warm, gentle rain that would, you know, the pastures are extremely dry at the moment and it's really tough on our food and fibre producers. Mm. They're our mainstay, so you know we do need to keep an eye on that and just you know perhaps pray for a little bit of rain that will be gentle and the ground conditions won't get too cold so that we don't get a response from that, you know, so our farmers can go into the winter with a little more confidence. And, you know, I do want to, you know, reach out to all of our farmers, our food and fibre producers because, you know, the season's been pretty tough on everybody. So a little bit of warm, gentle rain would be welcome.
Absolutely. See if we can try and get something ordered. That would be fantastic, wouldn't it? And so, of course, if you're needing help, a North Canterbury Rural Support Trust, you can't go past the team there, 0800 787 254. Hey, Murray, yep. So of course the long-term plan is still open for consultation. Tell us about how it's been going.
Yeah, look, it is front and centre of our minds at the moment. The long-term plan, actually, consultation timeframe closes on Monday the 29th of April. But I just, you know, for our listeners, I just want to acknowledge the people that have come along to our public forums. We've had really good engagement from our community and some really good questions around what we're doing and why we're doing it and our and looking into the foreseeable future for the health and well-being of our district, really, you know. So for those people listening that have come along to those meetings, thank you for your time and thank you for your contributions. But we do need to see those in written form as a submission so that elected members and myself can evaluate that information and consider, you know, how our community's voices can be influential in making or you know pivoting or making some changes from our draft. So mm-hmm. that's still really important. But also elected members and have been out and having sort of smaller fireside meetings, I guess, with known clubs, and I think that's worked particularly well. Also, so for everybody listening that's been part of that journey. Thumbs up to you guys. It's fantastic to be able to work in partnership with our community.
Which is what it's all about, isn't it, Murray? It's wonderful to have that 100%. Feedback because otherwise you don't want to be guessing what the community wants. Exactly. We need to know. You know, the council needs to know so we can provide. And so when will that be implemented, Murray, once you've had time to get the feedback too? Do you have any rough idea of when it will start to be implemented?
Yes, it's all sort of strategically deadlined. We need to get signed off from the out of draft into before the end of June so that everything can be triggered for July 1, which is our financial year for our council.
Okay.
So, you know, we need to receive the submissions. Mm-hmm. As I said, closure date is the 29th of April just for the long-term plan. The other four consultations have got different timeframes, so that's fine.
Okay.
Let's focus on the LTP.
Yes.
And so the 29th and then elected members will receive all of those submissions, both in written form and some people will want to come and speak to their submission. And then councillors will deliberate on our draft as proposed. The feeling or the weight of the argument that our community have informed us and we deliberate that and then that goes in and will become signed off between now and the end of June so that any increases of rates can be triggered for July 1 for the new fiscal year. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it's all tightly time-bound and strategically organised.
I can imagine. Now, Mari, tomorrow as we take a moment, and there are various events planned across and ceremonies across the Waimakere District and the Horonui District. Of course, tomorrow is Anzac Day. What do you have lined up for you tomorrow, Mari?
Well, each of our communities have a Anzac service, and it's difficult to get to everybody, but I've been trying really hard to get around the district. But tomorrow my day will begin at the dawn service here in Amberley at 6 a.m. So, you know, really encourage people to come along to that. It's a special time to come together at dawn. And then I'll be travelling up to Waio and participate in their... so that incorporates Waio, Rotherham and Colwyddin, but the service will be in Waio, so I will travel up to that service at 10 a.m. but my fellow elected members are participating and representing district at their own community events, if you like, so we have representation there. But it's a day that we all need to come together and remember. Remember the reason for coming together, actually, you know. So, it's I'm looking forward for and to participate with tomorrow.
Absolutely. I see up in Waikare, the Anzac Mounts Charitable Trust are going to be riding their 6 Anzac horses at Waikare service, and that's going to be at 10 o'clock. They return after 9 years when they first started the 100 years, 100 horses in 2015. The first last few years have been travelling to many towns throughout New Zealand and Australia with the Anzac horses, and they're returning home. How special is that, Mari?
Yeah, that's true. That was an amazing event. I was actually the chair of the 100-year, 100-horse event in 2015, and it will sit in my memory all of my days, because there were thousands of people turned up to Waikare. That day did start at dawn up at the peaks, and the 100 horses travelled, made their way from that 6 a.m. service down to the service on the village green in Waikare. It was a significant day. I was privileged to chair that committee at that time.
So it'll be so nice to see them, some of them back this week. So there's lots of places. We have shared them on our Compass FM Facebook page as well too, Mari, and I believe they're on, of course, the Horonui District Council's website, all the list of all the Anzac services. Thank you so much for your time today, Mari. Very much appreciated, and we will catch you back next Wednesday.
Yep, my pleasure. Have a wonderful week. Thank you, Steph.
Compass FM.